Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Ili Nishmas, Elisha Chanina ben Arav Aaron Avram. And we're going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya, Gemar and Barachas, Daf Nun Hey, with the parish of the Ein Hayom, Rav Yitzchak Ein Ma'amidim Parnas Al HaTzibur, Elim Keinim Lachem B'Tzibur Tchila. We are not allowed to appoint a leader on the community unless we first ask the community. This is a source in the Talmud for what we call today democracy. Ein ma'amidim parnas al tzibur, elim keinim lachem b'tzibur. Shenemar v'yomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael ru'u, kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel. Moshe said to the Jewish people, see, Hashem is called the name of Bezalel. Amar lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Moshe, hagun alecha Bezalel? Is Bezalel good for you? If he's good for you, he's good for me. Nevertheless, go and tell the Jewish people that I'm appointing Bezalel. Israeli, when he told the Jewish people, Hagun Aleichem Bezalel, is Bezalel good for you? You like him? Amar lo, im lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefanecha Hagun lefaneinu lo kol shekein. If he's good for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, if he's good for the Rabbanu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu, b'vadai, he's good for us. He's good for God, he's good for you, he's good for us. What's the question? Ad kan mi divrei HaGemara. So it seems, at the end of the day, a little bit superfluous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to consult with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Am Yisrael. Hashem is Hashem. He can do things on his own. What does he need to ask us for? So, explains the Rav that to be a great leader, one has to have three qualities. One is integrity, purity. This is something deeper, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Number two, he needs to be able to successfully guide people. This can be recognized by some people, but not by all. So this isn't as important as personal integrity. But he still needs to be a good, still needs to have good judgment. And third quality is that he has to have talents that everybody can see, like has to be a good speaker, he has to be charismatic. So it's less important than his political acumen, certainly less important than his integrity and purity, but he needs that too. For the people. So the Gemara is telling us a Mori Dikizach. At first HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked inside of Bezalel and he affirmed Bezalel's qualities that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could know about. The internal purity and the like. Then he went to Moshe. Moshe, does he have political qualities, political acumen? Know-how, leadership qualities. It's Moshe. And then the people, he asked them if they approve based on what the masses see. What do the masses know? They don't know the details of all the political politics. They see what they see. Is he charismatic? Is he eloquent? So let's see what Rabbeinu says inside. Ha'parnas avshika yisron utzorach shiyev malos panimios. So the ikar yitaron, the ikar value of a leader is that he has internal qualities. Sha'av l'kulan mutaris halev v'kedushas ha'maisim anov v'kedushas ha'nefesh v'kedushas ha'pnimiyos. So primarily he has to have a pure heart, he has to have holy deeds that come from a holy soul and good midos. Shudav r'goli rak l'ashem levad u shuchok e'lev. Amnam ga'am malas v'kishonas ha'monim tzorach shalo yechzeru lo. So what's going on inside of a person, inside of his soul, that only God knows. He also has to have milos and kishronos, other talents, so that he's prepared to lead the community in ways that is accepting upon them, to acceptable to them. It's not enough that you have to have the pnimius, the people also have to like you. They should have a deeper connection to him. The three general milos, achas hakdusha pnimis v'zoicha nefesh hagolui, rak lefnei boichin v'kloyos v'leiv. Number one, this internal purity and holiness that only God knows. Hashni alahi achachma amuka gdola shorosh yuta bar parnas ador kadei lenal b'tfunas kapaymas adaso. Number two is this deep wisdom, this political acumen that a leader has to be crowned with in order to lead his people with wisdom. So this is something that not everybody knows. Only the Yechidei Sgula, only some people know. Is he really a good politician? Does he really know what he's doing? We don't know that. You know, how do you win the presidency of the United States of America? You have a good slogan. Make America great again. So what did Obama say back? Obama said, America's already great. So now you have a suffix. You have Mamish Machlekes. Machlekes Achronim. You have Trump who says he wants to make America great again. Mashmut's not great. And then you have Obama who says, no, it's already great. Let's just continue the same Mahalach. To elect my lady over there, Democrat, from the Democratic Party. We don't need Trump's new Mahalachim of making it great again. It's already great. So he has his slogan. So people a lot of times vote based on slogans, and you know, the American people voted, even though the popular vote was not won by Trump, but as far as the electoral vote, he won. So they decided that they want to make America great again. But do they understand all the details of whether his economic plan is really going to work? Do we really understand how the economy works? For that you have to study economics. You have to get a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD to really chap the pnimius of economics. Most of us don't have that, myself included. And I'm actually an American citizen. Though you might not be able to tell from my accent. So only Yechidei Sgula can really tell, is he really a great politician? The third Maila is Shlemus Hamonas Kamo Ishtar, Toyar, or Balkoima. You have to be a good looking man, tall man. Sachaloshen, halokech nefashos b'chein midbereisav, an eloquent speaker. There's certain things that the masses can appreciate. Everybody can say, is he a good-looking guy? Is he a good speaker? Is he inspiring? Omnam emasei tia hadrochas haparnosus. So is he going to be a good, complete leader? When all of these milas have their value, that's good for them. So number one, you have to know that the top of the line, the most important thing, is that he's godly. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that. Maybe his wife a little bit more than everybody else, but only God really knows what's going on in a person's heart. So you have to know there are madrigas here. The highest madriga is what Hashem knows. His tzidkus, his pnimius. Number two is what the Yechidei Sgula know. Is he a good politician? Is he a good leader? And number three, Astia Mailan, and number three is what the people know, what the masses know. Astia Mailan Muchat Fela La Maila Ramema Mimena, Vitatzlecha Parnosis Lahanigas at Sibur Bidarche Atuvachaim. Atovachaim. So if everything is in their proper place, then he's gonna be Matzlech to lead them in the right way. אמנם כשישהפכו הסדורים ויעשי יקרו המיילוס החיצונוס הנובס מהמלוכס הציבור ואחרי המיילוס החוכמה יסר ואחרי המיילוס החסידוס וקדוש הצדק ואחרונה, let's say you're הופך ליוצ'וס. You say, the Iker is he a good speaker? Is he a good looking guy? Is he impressive? Is he tall? And then you say, second most important is he a good politician? Does he know what he's doing? And third most important is, what about his midos? Is he a pure person? Is he a good person? Is he a moral person? So we should just know, this is my own personal political commentary, that that's exactly how we choose our politicians today, in that order. First, the masses, the externals. That's the primary focus. Number two, after that, you have the talent, the political talents. His understanding of domestic policy, foreign policy. And then number three, is he a good person? Because that's already, what does it matter? Cheats on his wife. He doesn't cheat on his wife. He steals. He doesn't steal. He lies. He doesn't lie. These are things that are not so important. Not that it should be that way, but that happens to be the mitzvahs. Very often. Al kein b'she'ela hagun alecha b'tzalil ha'myuchesis el HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe ha'isa tshuva k'erech ha'she'ela. Ha'she'ela ha'isa l'oru sh'roi l'dayik im tzidkas b'tzalil ha'gluya leida talumus she'heid olav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, hagun alecha b'tzalil. In other words, since it's God asking the question, so God wants to be Ma'or Moshe, I want you to first look at Bezalel from my perspective. Look at Bezalel from my, is he a tzaddik? Is he Roy Mitzadad? And also, Gamal Yisrona B'Torah V'Chachma V'Rov Yisron B'Ofen HaGol Moshe. And he was also asking, does he have Chachma? Is he a good politician? Is there things that you, even Moshe Rabbeinu, can see, that not only Hashem can see? He's asking him both. That was Ma'or, those two questions. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers, Yim L'Fanecha Hagun L'Fanei Lo Kol Shekein. In other words, Yim L'Fanecha Hagun, the Yisron, the Maila, that I understand is only second most important to what you understand. So therefore he says, Im Lefanecha Hagun, if he is Maila A, then Lefanei Lo Kol Shekein, then I'm certainly going to be happy with him. Because Lefanecha Hagun, he has the Iker. Since he has the Iker, then what's the question by me? Moshe Hitzig Hadvarim La'ene, or maybe it's Hitzig Hadvarim La'ene. Rav Kook's handwriting wasn't the most clear and neat handwriting in the history of the world. But it's amazing how they, Mamish, are so accurate in how they type it up, and the typing is very, very neat. So it could be Hitziv, Hitzig, either way. Moshe asked this question to the Jewish people, the Levavim Gamkin, Lahaskil Lashlem, Samonisim, Hemotzim, Bokfi Avanasim. And then he asked them, he says, Chevri, you guys, you happy with him? Does he have milas that you can appreciate? And they also said, Im Lefi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'lefanecha Agam Lefaneinu Lo Kol Shekein. In other words, if he has the milas, number one and number two, meaning that he's a tzaddik, he's a chassid, and also he knows what he's doing politically, so then for us, of course he's good, because Mila 3 isn't as important. Amazing. V'zostia ha'tu'uda l'doros l'dasis ha'ofen ha'mu'ula b'b'chiras parnitz sh'teilach na'malus ha'tzedek ha'chochma v'achein v'atov k'sidron z'achar z'eh. Remain lano edus brua kedushas hanefesh tamud lano b'mekome edus Hashem atov v'apirsum b'tzedik v'kishron amaisim sheyu me'reishis kol drisha shetzricha be'ikuv l'farparnas hamemuna halatzibur. So this is something that has to teach us a lesson l'doros, to know how to choose a leader. He has to have tzedek. He has to have chokhmah. He has to find favor in people's eyes. And it has to be in that order. If we have no clear edus on the kedushas hanefesh, so then Hashem can be made like he was in this case. And then we have chachma. And then we have to know number three. We also should be a good speaker, a Baal Torah, a Baal Koma. So these questions were asked to the Jewish people to show, hey, even what was important to you is also important for a leader. Moshe was also asked, yeah, Mila number two, that he should be a good politician is also important for you, also important. But we have to know what the Ikar is. So this is Mamish a big Yisod. We've seen historically that many leaders, both unfortunately many Israeli politicians have landed in jail. So they say that when you ask an Israeli politician for his cell number, so it could have a completely different meaning. You have to know. Be careful how you ask. So, not that every politician's a bad person, chas v'shalom. We have a karas hatov for all that they do for us, but we have to remember that the ikar is the honesty and the goodness. So we should be zocha taka to have good leaders, holy leaders, and be zocha b'karav mamish to the leader of leaders, to Gilui Mashiach Tzidkenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'imelech al kol ha'aretz v'yem v'ya Hashem echad v'shmo echad. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most holy.